The Mystery of Chenault by Alison Claude Askew. It was many weeks after his terrible night in the mummy house that Reggie, still feeble from his illness, his broad shoulders a little bent and rounded, was able to resume his duties. It was evident that he was unfit for active work, the change of air and scene were necessary for him, so the police authorities decided to transfer him temporarily to the country. I think I have made it clear that Reggie was a favourite both with his superiors and his subordinates, all of whom showed real sympathy for him during his illness. Well, Reggie was given charge of the police station of a small Surrey town, the name of which it is not necessary to mention. It is sufficient to say that it stood on high ground and in the neighbourhood of the fragrant pine woods. Under these cheerful auspices, his health improved wonderfully. He soon held himself erect once more and resumed the favoured cigar, a habit which he had not indulged since his convalescence. I had missed that long cigar during his visits to me at this period. Reggie was not the same man without it. He soon became as popular at X as he was in London. In so small a town, it may easily be imagined that his duties were not very exciting. There were no thrilling adventures to report to me, luckily, considering all he had gone through. One experience, however, is worth recording, though as a matter of fact, it concerned Violet Grey almost more than her fiancé. Reggie's one trouble in his new position was that he saw so little of Violet, so he was naturally delighted when an opportunity presented itself of summoning her in her professional capacity to his neighbourhood. This is how it happened. Reggie was requested one day to see a gentleman at the police station on a private matter. There was a good deal of mystery about the letter which requested an appointment. It stated that the writer would call at a certain hour on a matter of vital importance, but gave no name or address. Reggie examined the letter with curiosity. He did not like anonymous epistles, and he had had some experience of cranks. The handwriting, too, seemed a trifle shaky. Statements to be received with caution was Reggie's decision as to the manner in which he should treat his intending visitor. When, in due course, the stranger put in an appearance, my cautious friend was more favourably impressed. The ill-written letter was accounted for by an admitted lack of education, an admission made with peculiar frankness. Frankness, indeed, appeared to be the chief characteristic of Mr. Grimsby, the name by which the visitor announced himself. It seemed impossible to doubt his word. He was a tall, clean-shaven man of 40 or thereabouts, soberly dressed in black, a trifle nervous, perhaps, a nervousness indicated by twitching fingers, but otherwise straightforward in manner. He was the very type of his profession, which it required no detective instinct to guess. "I am butler, sir, to Mr. and Mrs. Darrell," he said. "They live just outside Chenault, a village about a couple of miles from here. I expect you know it." He spoke with peculiar precision, accenting his words carefully, a strange contrast to his badly expressed letter. "Yes?" queried Reggie. "I have been with Mr. Darrell for 3 months now," continued Grimsby, "and I have noticed something which has alarmed me considerably. I have thought it over day and night. It has been an oppression to my mind, so I decided at last to come and ask your advice." He paused. "What have you noticed?" asked Reggie. The butler approached a little closer to my friend. His fingers twitched nervously, but his voice was steady enough as he whispered rather than spoke, "I fear Mr. Darrell is poisoning his wife." He raised his blue eyes, weak eyes they were, with evident sincerity. The man believed what he said. Reggie knew the Darrells of Chenault by repute, a young couple not long married who had settled in Surrey during the last year. The wife was popularly supposed to have provided the money of the menage, but for the rest they were considered a happy and loving pair. "This is rather a startling